The government is buying back its own debt. That is not the same as paying it off. On August 19, the Treasury Department said it would at least double the size of some of its bond buyback operations. A buyback sounds like paying down the national debt, and it is closer to rearranging it. Here is what these operations actually do, and why they are a different lever from the one the Federal Reserve pulls. The simple version. The United States government borrows by selling Treasury securities, which are promises to repay a set amount on a set date. A buyback is the Treasury going into the market and purchasing some of those promises back from whoever holds them before the date arrives. The instinct is to read that as paying down the national debt. It is not. The money used to buy the bonds is itself borrowed, generally by issuing other Treasury securities, so what changes is the composition of the debt rather than the amount. Treasury announced on August 19 that it is increasing the size of one type of these operations by at least double. That is the news. The mechanism underneath it has been running on a published schedule for some time. The numbers. Treasury runs two kinds of buyback operations and states a separate objective for each. Liquidity support buybacks are intended to bolster market liquidity by establishing a regular and predictable opportunity for market participants to sell off-the-run Treasury securities, U.S. Department of the Treasury. Cash management buybacks are intended to reduce volatility in Treasury's cash balance and Treasury bill issuance, minimize bill supply disruptions, and reduce borrowing costs over time, U.S. Department of the Treasury. Treasury securities purchased through buyback operations are retired upon settlement, U.S. Department of the Treasury. On August 19, 2026, Treasury announced it is increasing the size of liquidity support buybacks in longer-dated nominal coupon securities by at least double, from a maximum of $2 billion per operation to at least $4 billion, effective September 9, 2026 through November 4, 2026, U.S. Department of the Treasury. The operations cover off-the-run nominal coupon securities and Treasury inflation-protected securities. Treasury does not intend to buy back bills, floating rate notes, or strips, U.S. Department of the Treasury. Treasury does not currently intend to use buyback operations to mitigate episodes of acute market stress, U.S. Department of the Treasury. The tentative schedule published on August 5, 2026, runs operations roughly once or twice a week through early November, U.S. Department of the Treasury. The 10-year Treasury par yield stood at 4.74% on August 21, 2026, against 4.65% on August 19. Those are levels on those dates and carry no causal claim about buybacks, U.S. Department of the Treasury, daily Treasury par yield curve rates. A share buyback by a company and a bond buyback by the Treasury share a word and nothing else. One reduces the number of ownership units in a business, the other retires an outstanding loan definition. What a buyback actually changes. Treasury securities are not interchangeable once they are issued. A bond sold 3 years ago with 7 years left to run is a different instrument from a freshly auctioned 10-year note, even when both mature on a similar horizon. The newest issue of each maturity, called the on-the-run security, trades constantly and can be bought or sold in size. Older issues, the off-the-run ones, sit in portfolios and change hands far less often. That gap in tradability is what a liquidity support operation works on. Treasury retires the securities it repurchases, and it funds those purchases by issuing new ones. The total owed is roughly unchanged, while the debt becomes more concentrated in instruments that trade actively. There is a second and plainer use. The government's cash balance rises and falls with tax receipts and spending, and cash management buybacks give Treasury a way to deploy cash when it holds more than it needs at a given moment. Why this is not the Federal Reserve? This is the distinction that causes the most confusion, and it is worth stating precisely. The Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve are separate institutions doing separate jobs, and both of them buy Treasury securities. The Treasury is the borrower. It issues the debt, it services it, and it decides the mix of maturities. When it buys back a bond, the entity that owes the money is retiring its own obligation, the way any borrower would. The Federal Reserve is not the borrower. Its purchases of treasury securities are open market operations, a tool of monetary policy whose short-term objective is set by the Federal Open Market Committee. The debt continues to exist, held by a different party. The two institutions do touch in places. Buyback operations run through the primary dealers designated by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, and Treasury says it does not intend to buy back a security if doing so would push the Federal Reserve System open market account above 70% ownership of that security. Separate jobs, shared plumbing. Treasury has also said something useful about the limits of the tool. It does not currently intend to use buyback operations to mitigate episodes of acute market stress, which rules out reading them as a standing crisis facility. The real cost lends on a lever you cannot see. There is no household arithmetic here, and inventing one would misrepresent what this is. The honest connection runs through a chain worth stating rather than a number. Treasury yields set the reference rate for long-term borrowing across the economy, which is how they reach mortgage rates and other consumer borrowing costs, as we have covered separately. Anything that affects how smoothly the Treasury market functions can therefore reach those rates indirectly, though the size of any such effect is contested, and this article makes no claim about it. Nothing about a buyback operation changes what the government owes in total, so it is not debt reduction and should not be read as any. For a household, the practical value is recognizing the word. A government bond buyback and a corporate share buyback are unrelated events that headlines describe with the same verb. That last point is the useful one. Financial vocabulary reuses words across contexts where the mechanisms have nothing in common, and buyback is one of the worst offenders. Knowing which institution is buying, what is most of the interpretation? The Treasury buying back a bond is a borrower retiring its own IOU. The Federal Reserve buying the same bond is monetary policy. Same security, unrelated actions. What this means? When a story says the government is buying back debt, the questions that resolve it are which agency, funded how, and targeting which securities. Treasury publishes its operation schedules and its results, so those answers are available rather than inferred. The broader idea is that the national debt has a shape as well as a size. How much is owed gets nearly all the attention, while when it comes due, and how easily it trades are managed continuously and mostly out of view. What this is not a position on the level of federal debt, on deficits, or on fiscal policy, all of which are genuinely contested, and none of which this article judges. This is not a claim that buyback operations do or do not affect yields. The article reports the program and the market level separately and asserts no causal link between them. This is not a prediction of interest rates, yields, or markets. This is not advice about any security, fund, or asset. Sources: U.S. Department of the Treasury. Treasury announces increased sizes of nominal long-end liquidity support buybacks beginning September 9, August 19, 2026. https://home-treasury.gov/news/press-releases/SB0607. Treasury Direct, facts about Treasury securities buybacks. https://www.treasurydirect.gov/helpcenter/facts/buyback-facts/. U.S. Department of the Treasury, tentative schedule of Treasury buyback operations August 5, 2026. https://home-treasury.gov/system/files/221/tentative-buyback-schedule-pdf. U.S. Department of the Treasury, daily Treasury par yield curve rates. https://home-treasury.gov/resource-center/data-chart-center/interest-rates/. Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, open market operations. https://www.federalreserve.gov/monetarapolicy/openmarkethtm.